The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello there and happy, happy, happy Friday. This is Spirituality 101. We give thanks for the blessing of being able to share this very special hour with you. And I want to extend a warm, warm, warm welcome to all of my listeners, and particularly those who may be listening to my voice for the very first time. Welcome to Spirituality 101. We are here to support you. We are here to nourish your growth. We are here to break down into very simple language those ancient spiritual truths that have served many, many, many masters over many, many lifetimes. We are here to remind you that you are everything that you need. We're also here to remind you that we are the people Earth has been waiting for, and we are in the moment. Here at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up or concerned about the path that you may have chosen for your growth and development. For we have come to know that all paths lead home. So welcome. Today I want to give a very special shout out to Cynthia, who is one of our most regular listeners. She has been listening since the beginning of Spirituality 101, and at this present time, she is in need of our prayers, and we are sending you, Cynthia, light and love and much blessings on this journey, this very special part of your journey. Today, we want to look at something that may seem very, 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 very basic, but however, is critically important if we are to make this journey, the next step on this amazing journey that will bring Earth into a more heavenly and divine realm. As you know, in 2012, I kept this before you guys constantly. It's a new dawn for Mother Earth and a new beginning for humankind. And so today we are going to take a look at our belief systems, how these may be empowering, limiting, or in fact driving us, and whether or not we may have some toxicity in the midst of all these things that we believe. So our e-card that went out said something like this. March is spring cleaning time. I love the month of March. Gives us an opportunity to throw out all the old and open up ourselves to new growth, new beginnings, and to kind of flow with the rhythmic pattern of the universe as it begins that process, comes to that beginning place all over again. So it's springtime, it's March, and it's springtime, and it's time to clean the house, clean out the storage bins, shift and move the unwanted baggage, and particularly get into our gardens and dig and clean and clear and make ready for new growth. But today I want us to take a look at the storehouse of memories and worn-out belief systems that we carry with us in the subconscious realm. As we believe, so we conceive. And as we conceive, we are able to receive and reap the benefits. Are you ready to weed out worn, outdated belief systems in order that you may dance on these very new horizons that the universe is creating for us? So, today we are going to take a look at, what do you believe? Who taught it to you? Under what circumstances did you learn it? Because that will determine how easy or otherwise it will be to get it out of there if it needs to be gotten out of there. And are you aware that as you believe, you begin to conceive of something new? At conception, this is the time of spring. March is the time of spring. It is a time when seed is about to be, to again be revitalized. Life is about to be revitalized so that it can move upwards. And so this is the ideal time when we should stop to take a look at our belief systems and what we've got nurtured or stuck into the subconscious, because as we believe, so we begin to be able to conceive new ideas. And as we begin to conceive ideas and they begin to grow or they begin to expand in the month of March and in the midst of spring growth, so we are able to receive the benefits at the end of that cycle that will come our way. I want to give you the quotation of the day, which is one that has really, really, really impressed me all along my own personal journey. And quotation comes from Mahatma Gandhi. And I'll repeat it twice so that those of you who want to write it down may be able to write it down. It goes like this. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become your destiny. I'll repeat that again for those of you who would like to perhaps write it down. It's a quotation from Mahatma Gandhi. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. And your values become or lead your destiny. In 2012, everything on Mother Earth, including humankind, shifted with a universal shift that took place. And now that we're in 2013, we are in the process of aligning ourselves, properly aligning ourselves to the position that shift brought about. And when that alignment is complete in a few months, for many of us, we will begin to move forward away from being followers and moving in the pattern that this massive shift is intended to take us of mastery and co-creation. What does mastery and co-creation mean? We become masters. And in becoming masters, and as we become masters, we fall into total alignment with universal will and universal direction. And therefore, once we are in the flow, and we are in the rhythm of the direction in which the entire universe, because the universe is intelligence, you know. Once we become a part of that rhythmic intelligence that is the universe, we are now wide open to becoming co-creators with the universe so that we can co-create much more enhanced and beautiful and fulfilling and purposeful lives. And we can also co-create the direction in which Mother Earth will begin to head. We begin to co-create the new value system by which we will live not only in our own lives, in the lives of our family, in our community, but for each and every one of us that kind of fall into alignment, we are now beginning to create and to maintain the momentum that will bring a different set of values, a different way of living, and of course, much, much more light and life onto the planet. So then I ask the question, how's your belief system? Are the beliefs that you hold empowering you to greater heights? Are the beliefs that you hold limiting you in any way? Are the beliefs that you hold religious, spiritual, or even perhaps belief systems that does not include spirituality or religion for that matter? And are you aware that each and every one of us carry a little bit of toxic belief systems? Who taught you what it is you believed? Under what circumstances? Because the circumstances under which we begin to believe things will determine how strongly they become embedded and how strongly we believe them. And the strength with which we believe these things will determine whether we can or cannot accomplish certain things. Today I also want to take a look at our spiritual and belief systems, which is very, very, very important, because very often we have ideas in our conscious mind about where we would like to be, but we are not as aware that we may be carrying limiting belief systems in the subconscious, at the subconscious levels, and that does not allow us to be able to bring forth or manifest our desires and our wishes. This produces anxiety, tremendous amount of anxiety in the system. It produces fear. It heightens fear. And of course, it perhaps takes us to some toxic places where we feel very unfulfilled and we feel that we're living lives that are not as purposeful as they should be. So today we are going to take a look at how do we examine those belief systems that we're holding. Perhaps what category do we need to put them into? And then if we find that we have some toxic belief systems in there, what do you do to get them out of there and to get yourself into the rhythm and the flow of the universe and moving in the direction in which we would like to be? Sounds like a mouthful, isn't it? I think it's a mouthful. And in the next hour or so, we will try to systematically take a look at all this and see if we can get some action and some clarity. But let me first give you a definition for the subconscious mind. Many of you, particularly if you have been listening to me for a while, have come to hear me say that we are typically, I say typically, human beings are typically 10% conscious. That is the 10% consciousness, the information that we can readily access because it's readily available to us. And we live our day-to-day lives in that 10% conscious mind. 90% of who we are, 90% of our mind, that is not as readily accessible to us on a daily basis because it is the storehouse, the subconscious is the storehouse for a vast amount of information that we have learned from past lifetimes, from past experiences, from that which is a part of our DNA and our natural nature. And that sits in the subconscious realm. And it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of focus when we begin this spiritual growth. We are, in fact, beginning to clear out the inertia and the garbage, so to speak, that has been dumped on top of the subconscious levels, so that we're journeying further into the subconscious. Your subconscious is like your autopilot. And it triggers feelings, emotions based on the information that is stored all the way down there. And we need to be mindful of the fact that the subconscious learns by the power of repetition and not by the power of logic. I want to stop right there for a minute and take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a whole lot more information for you.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
If you are looking to shift from struggle to a life of alignment with your deepest truth, you'll want to tune in to Thresholds to Awakening with host Sway Emily Spilkin. Our program will help you discover that your deepest challenges are not mistakes, but opportunities to become who you really are. Thresholds to Awakening. Enter your darkness to find your light, where Sway speaks with spiritual luminaries, cutting-edge thought leaders, and experts in the field of transformation. Listen live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are taking a look at what it is that you believe, what is it that you have stored in your subconscious, and to what extent are you flowing with that, how much of that needs to be held on to, because it is critically important, and how much of that may be just simply worn out belief systems that have to be now adjusted or changed or removed out of the system completely. How much of that may be limiting? It's limiting you to what you can and cannot accomplish. And how much of that may be just plain toxic? I want to remind you that our subconscious memory and our belief system are entwined very, very, very closely together. Because it is what it is that we have stored in the subconscious. You see, the subconscious is what really drives our lives. It's the driver of the light. It's the autopilot. You know, you live in a house and there is a heating system in the house, and once you switch over to heat at the beginning of winter, one doesn't have to think too much about it once you've set the thermostat, and you just go on living because the thermostat has been set to produce heat in a very specified way, and there's no need for us to check it every minute, every day, every hour on the hour. It just produces by means of an automatic drive. It produces that which we need. That's your subconscious. And so your belief systems, what you have been taught and what it is that you hold very dear that becomes your value system, is stored in the subconscious mind. And it is from this subconscious mind that emotions and feelings and ideas and I can and I can't begins to rise based on what is stored in there. So you can see that any attempt to move forward will require some attention to those value systems and belief systems that we hold deep within the subconscious. I want to give you a little story from my own life because I believe that teaching, I know my life very well. I've spent a lot of time studying that which has benefited me and that which has not. But I want to just share this little story from my own life. And I was 16 years of age. I am from Guyana in South America. And we finished high school at 16 in those days. And it's 3 days before the last day of school. And my father says to me, so in 3 days' time, school is over. What do you plan to do with your life? And without giving it a second thought, I instinctively said, change a piece of the world. And my mother, who was standing there ironing, turned around and said to me, don't be ridiculous. How are you going to change a piece of the world when you live in a tiny little country called Guyana that most people in the rest of the world have never heard of? How are you going to change the world? That was my mother's concept. That was my mother's belief. My father, however, turned to me and said, baby girl, the first challenge you face is how to get out of this little tiny country. Get out there and see the world that you are about to change. Two totally different philosophies coming from very authoritative sources in my life. I think maybe Almighty God himself may have determined that my father's perspective was the last one to enter the subconscious and therefore the one that I held on to. Well, needless to say, so many decades later, I have seen a tremendous amount of the world, and I'd like to think that in my own way, I have been able to change little pockets in the world wherever I have found myself. So what was the language and what was the concept that you received as a child? Because our parents are our very first teachers. What did you have repeated into your subconscious over and over and over again? Because that's how the subconscious is programmed. It's not programmed by our ability to say, oh, you know, that I heard over there does not make any sense. Logically, it doesn't make sense. The subconscious does not work with logic. It works with repetition. So each and every one of us need to kind of like take our mind back for a little while and just course through what is it that I had repeated over and over again, and is that supporting this new spiritual heights that I'm trying to reach to, or is it in some way limiting? That's one place where you have to pay attention. The second place where you need to pay attention is how many limiting beliefs do we have in there? For example, and I use this as an example a lot when I teach, as a female of the species, we were raised by mothers who taught us very, very, very profoundly. I know my mother did it as young ladies. We sit with our legs crossed, and under no circumstances do we uncross them when we are in public or when we are in the presence of others, particularly the male of the species. And we lived by that belief system, and that belief system served us very well to accomplish that which our mothers intended to accomplish. But bear with me a little here. If you stop and think about it, if we had not gone in there and changed that belief system, the population of the world would have come to a screeching halt. There came a time and a moment when that belief system had to be altered, it had to be changed, or it had to be removed completely out of the system. As an example, you got married or you got into a serious relationship. But it's the same as we journey on this spiritual journey, we've got to stop and take a look at what we might be holding on to in terms of belief systems that may be limiting our ability to move to the next level. So we have core beliefs, those things that have been repeated into the system over and over and over again during childhood when we are very, very, very strongly programmed to pay attention, and the subconscious holds on to everything that is given to us at that core level because we have not yet generated enough experience to be able to balance what is being said against experience. So this is why it is so critically important that we look at our core values. Are they supporting you? Are those values empowering you? Are those values pushing you forward, those belief systems, to be able to accomplish more? Are they limiting? Are there belief systems in there that makes you doubt your self-worth, your confidence, etc.? And if you find that they are, you have some of these limiting belief systems, now it is time to be able to stand forth, do the research, and begin by the use of affirmation. An affirmation is a statement that is repeated over and over and over again. And by the power of repetition, begin to override what is sitting in that subconscious that is perhaps limiting you. Your belief systems can either empower you to move forward, or they sometimes can paralyze you to stand still, because that which today is very real, the possibilities that are very real today, were possibilities that were not even on the horizon when many of us were children. And so therefore we were given belief systems about what we can and cannot do, what we should and should not attempt, based on the limitation of the times in which we grew up. We're now living, particularly in 2013, at a time of endless possibilities. We're even considering, for goodness sake, going to Mars. We've been to the moon and we're going to Mars. So you can see the absolute necessity for you to stop and pay attention to those limiting belief systems that may be holding you back. So perhaps you're having some health challenges. And you're beginning to read and hear all around you that we have the ability inside of us to heal ourselves. And you're even beginning to like what you read. Yet much as you try, you're finding it difficult to be able to step over the hurdles or even close your mind and see yourself in perfect radiant health. Well, that's because there's a belief system perhaps somewhere in there that says human beings can't heal themselves. Are you walking with a belief system that says it takes a whole team of doctors to be able to bring forth healing? Because if that is so, it would mean that you would have to now override that by creating a short affirmation that says, I am whole. I am healthy. I have all that I need. And you begin to repeat that over and over again. And the more you repeat it, mentally as well as verbally, you begin to create and build up an energy that will override whatever that limiting belief system that has been sitting in there all along. So affirmations may be, first you make an assessment of what you do have in there, and then you begin to look at the possibility of overriding that which is limiting by the use of affirmations. If you're not very, very familiar with affirmations, you can go up on the internet and find a book. There are many little booklets that you can purchase and you can read on how to put together affirmations and how powerful they are. I say, however, that in putting together affirmations, make them short and simple. They should not be long and complicated. And they should always include the words, I am. Because I am speaks directly to the divinity inside of you and brings that divinity awake, alert, and attentive to whatever it is that you add after the words, I am. So, first you're going to examine those core belief systems. And next I want us to look at, what do you believe? What has your religion and your spirituality, given the path that you have chosen, where is what it is that you are pursuing or what you believe in those two categories empowering you, and where are you being limited? I would share in my own growth and development, I had to do some serious work as a Christian with the very first statement out of the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor. And when I began to examine my belief systems, I realized that my religious upbringing had programmed me to believe that it was the most blessed thing on the face of the earth to be poor, and therefore, every effort that I was trying to make at one time in my life to step out of poverty was being hindered by the belief system that blessed are the poor. In what ways are your religious and your spiritual belief systems in the way of accomplishing that which you intend? I see we have to take another break. My, how time flies. Please don't go away. We will be right back with a look at our religious and our spiritual beliefs. This is Spirituality 101.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we're talking about your belief systems, yours and mine, and the ways in which these are empowering us, limiting us, or pushing us to break the barriers and cross new frontiers of spiritual growth and development. And I pay attention to my mailbag, and in my mailbag, I often have emails. I have mail from people who say, I am striving so hard to become more conscious. I'm striving so hard to become more giving and more caring. I'm striving so hard to perhaps reaching for wealth and financial security. Why is it so hard? Why can I not break the barriers? And very often I have to say to them, The answer to your question lies in your belief systems and really taking the time to be still, to use your meditation time with the power of intention that says, I really would like to get into my subconscious and really determine what the belief system is that holds me from or limits me from moving in the direction that my thoughts are intending. Our thoughts are sometimes intending what we need. Even our efforts, very often we begin to put forth the effort to bring forth or to manifest that which we require. But when we find that we're putting forth effort and we're running into frustration, then we have got to stop and take a look at what do I believe? What do you believe about financial security? When I say the word poverty, what springs to your mind? Is it just poverty as it relates to lack of money and resources? Is it poverty as it relates to spirituality and power? Is it poverty as it relates to something that is embarrassing and ungracious? What is it that springs to your mind? And when you begin to stop and listen to what springs naturally to the mind, it will begin to lead you to whatever that belief system is that is restricting or limiting your growth. Did you grow up perhaps with people around you who felt that moneyed people were not very nice people? When I was growing up, I grew up with this statement all around me that all lawyers were liars. And I did not know how much that affected me or how much that became a belief system within the core of my belief systems until I came to the United States of America and had the opportunity to get some legal training so that I can work in the legal field. And at the time, being a single mom raising, divorced single mom raising children, it was critically important for my financial needs that I was able to take this job. But that I found that while my logical mind kept assuring me that, you know, you need to step into this arena, take this training so that you can increase your earning power, there was something I found that was holding me back. And so when I took it into meditation, I ran into this statement that all lawyers are liars, and therefore they are people to be avoided. Now, I had to stop at that point, use my meditation time to go in and visualize. This power of visualizing is very, very important. Visualizing the fact that all lawyers can't all be liars, and to visualize the fact that wherever it is that I felt that my God had called me to be, that was the place where I could express and be all that I could be. And it took some visualizing of that, not so much to think of it, well, I'm going to work for lawyers, but rather that my purpose in life was directing me in that place. And so I had to let go of that belief system that had been implanted so very strongly when I was a child in order to allow me to cross the threshold and step into the legal field. And I have to say, I worked in the legal field for about 5 years of my life, and it was a very rewarding situation for me. But had I not gone back into my belief system and corrected the original implant, I like to call it an implant, that was placed there, who knows, my life, the flow of my life would have been very different today. So what are those limiting thoughts and ideas and ideals that were implanted in there? Use your meditation time. Think about the fact that I'm about to enter meditation, and I would like to enter into the realms of my subconscious. And then you go into that silence, and you're very silent in there, and you listen, and you wait, and you to hear. And you will hear it. It will either rise in your meditation, it may arise in your sleep, or it will pop into your head while you are doing the chores of the day. But we have to become aware, we have to become alert, and we have to listen so that we can grasp forth, or we can attach, or we can bring forth that which is limiting so that we can overturn it by use of visualization, by use of affirmations, and by simply recognizing that we are living in times now that calls us to be visionary. We are living in times that calls us to be able to tread on new frontiers. We are living in times that support, that is supporting us to become more than we thought we could be before. So more than anything else, we have got to take some time and take a look at what limiting ideas we may have in the subconscious so that we can rise from that and move forward in keeping with the times and the amazing possibilities that are right before us right now as we take this transition from being followers. Religion teaches us how to follow. Spirituality demands of us that we live purposeful lives that will bring about change so that we become masters of our own destiny rather than followers of a proposed destiny. As a Christian pastor myself, I am sometimes absolutely amazed at how many Christian people I run into who are living their entire life with the belief system. And once they die and go to heaven, they'll be live happily ever after. Everything will be peachy, creamy, hunky-dory, and there's really nothing to worry about. They are living their lives with the belief system that says there's an afterlife and that is where happiness resides. Now, these very people will come to me for counseling and ask why it is that I'm trying to extend my earning capacity. I'm attempting to start a business. It's not going anywhere despite all my efforts. And then I have to point out to them quite clearly, well, what is your belief system as it regards where happiness lies? Do you have a belief system that says happiness can be right here in the here and now, here on planet Earth? Or do you have a system, are you walking with a belief system that says you've got to wait until you die to earn happiness? Because invariably, it's the belief system that will win out. So when we wake up to the fact that there is a limiting belief system that says happiness is somewhere other than here, When we begin to work on clearing that out of the system, now we open up the possibility for abundance. We open up the possibility for being able to manifest some of those things that we desire to manifest. The other thing I need to draw your attention to is, what is your intention? Intention will drive your ability to receive. What is it that you intend? So the search begins with, what is it do you intend? A more abundant living? Is it more prosperity? Is it better understanding, becoming more loving, being more connected with the universal flow? What is your intention on this journey? And then once you've established that intention, then you're mandated to back up and see whether the belief systems that you hold are in keeping with manifesting that intention. And if you find that there's one or two belief systems that constitute blockage, then it is time to back up and pay attention. You see, as soon as we give our attention and our awareness to what our intention is, we begin to clear the space. For as long as we are focused and very clear about what our intention is, the system will begin to give to us, to mirror back to us what is in the way. Like, you know, you're in this process of clearing and cleansing, and then suddenly you wake up one morning and you remember an incident from your childhood, perhaps. And it might have been amusing at the time, and you think, oh, that's interesting. I had one of those last night speaking with my brother, and we kind of stumbled onto a situation from our childhood that was very amusing. But after we got off the telephone and I thought about, that is something that I've got to work on clearing, the belief system that came with that whole idea, that whole concept, that whole experience. So these experiences and the places where these belief systems got embedded will begin to surface once your intention is to clear the slate so that you can move forward and become the visionary and the co-creator. We are living in times where phenomenal levels of light are on the planet to move us forward into the visionary mode, to move us forward into the abundant mode, to move us forward in the co-creative mode. But our belief systems very often provide this limitation. So it's critically important, if you don't remember anything else about this lesson today, it's critically important that we stop for a moment and we take a backward look at what it is that we believe. What is it that comes out of our core belief system from our parents, because those are the hardest ones to shift? What is it that we have picked up along the way from experience? And what it is that is tremendously limiting that have come to us by way of our religious or spiritual exposure? And believe it or not, we have to take another break. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back to summarize all of this information.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing, and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we have been talking about our belief systems and whether or not they empower us, they limit us, they move us forward, or they may even be toxic. And sometimes many of those belief systems have come out of our religious and spiritual affiliations. And sometimes the core belief systems are very hard to get out of the system, and we've got to kind of work at that. But the belief systems that come with religion and spiritual dogma, I would like to say, sometimes we find ourselves there. That's the second hardest to get out of the place, because we tend to trust our spiritual teachers, our religious movements, and we sometimes forget that religion is man-made and spirituality is moving inside, so that the spirit becomes the natural teacher. And when the spirit becomes the natural teacher, we can't help but be taught from that place of truth. And so I really encourage you to perhaps listen to this show again. It'll be available from about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Listen to this show again and pick up the highlights and the points, because we are living in the times where everything, the universe is granting onto us everything we need to move into mastery, everything we need to move into the co-creative way of being, so that we can co-create our own lives and play our part in co-creating the values and the systems that will run the world. But we cannot do that if we do not really take a look, stop, and really take a look at those things that we, those belief systems that we have been given. When we begin to turn our attention to our belief systems, we'll discover that they are belief systems that have been given to us by our parents in the core. They are belief systems that have been given to us in our education and the educational field. Belief system that has been given to us in our search for God or for the universe through our religious persuasions. But we'll also discover that deep latently in the subconscious are those belief systems that have come we have brought with us from several lifetimes, having lived several lifetimes, having had many, many experiences. And those are the belief systems that we want to really gravitate to and pull forward, because they have been born of experience and of truth. And they lie, they're lying very, very deeply in the subconscious. So your meditative time is the place where you begin to do this work of looking at the belief systems. Because as we take it into meditation, our intention to clear the field, we will begin to experience the rising of that which needs to be examined. And then when it rises, we use visualization, we use affirmations, takes us to the place of repetition, and repetition has the ability to change what's kind of scrolled in the subconscious. Now, if you're finding that you're having an extremely hard time with removing a belief system, then I would suggest that you perhaps look into the possibility of hypnosis. There are therapists out there who are extremely gifted and who have brought with them the information of how to get down into the subconscious and remove what is in there by way of hypnosis. But again, one will probably have to stop and look at your belief system around the whole notion of hypnosis. I had to, and found that I was strongly, strongly biased against it, until I began to convince myself that I needed to access every single tool that was available to me in order to be able to create the dynamic that I need to move forward in my spiritual growth. So if you find that visualization and meditation and affirmations is not quite working as well for you, you may want to take a look at the possibility of hypnosis. And on the hypnosis, you may be able to remove or alter or change or replace those belief systems that may be extremely toxic. What to remind you of this? It's a line that comes from a piece of popular music. And I find that very often the lyrics of music, since I'm so involved with music, tend to speak directly to me in my work with counseling others and in my work with working with myself, attempting to move from one place to the other. And this line jumps out at me. Illusion never changes into something real. Illusion never changes into something real. So as we look at our belief systems, we've got to remind ourselves that they are often places where we have ourselves, we are living in an illusion. There are places where we have deluded ourselves based on our belief systems. There was a time in my life when, while I so desperately needed to be divorced, I could not move in that direction because the belief system that I held around the word called divorce would not let me. And then I had to do some work on that. And when I did some work on that, then the release came very naturally. So what's holding you back? Where do you have yourself kind of shrouded in illusion because your belief system would not let you do that which needs to be done? Reminder that in keeping with the times in which we live, we are living in times of endless possibilities. The horizons have been lifted. We are in the throes of tremendous amount of light. My guest last week just really touched my soul very deeply when she said that in her observation, when she lost memory behind us and the ability to move forward, in her observation of the world and nature, she began to see light and the intelligence that is very, very, very present there. We are living in times when the planet is flooded with tremendous amounts of light, tremendous amount of intelligence. And it is our responsibility to undertake and use every tool that is available to us so that we can clear the basis so that this amazing divine light that is intelligence can infuse, we can intake it and begin to work with it so that we can create for ourselves that which we need at the levels of body, mind, soul, and spirit, and be a part, a very active and present part in the realignment of the planet and bringing forth those things that are necessary in the co-creation of not only our own lives, but life here on planet Earth. I hope today I have given you some food for thought. If you have questions, please do not hesitate. You can send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com, or you can go up on my page and there is a place there where you can click on there and send me an email. Send me your questions. I am not infallible, and so therefore I love to hear from you. A reminder, improve your life by expanding your awareness. Seed your consciousness by embracing every tool that is available to you. Expand that consciousness so that you can open up the doorways to managing those belief systems and weeding out that which is limiting and strengthening that which is empowering. It is time for us to step through the gateways of change. We have shifted with planet Earth. Now we are being drawn or pulled into alignment. So it's time for us to step through the gateway of change. Remember, we are presently marching out of limitations. We are stepping out of the role of being followers. Those days are gone. And we are marching to the divine order that requires of us to become spiritual masters in our own right and co-creators not only of our lives, but the direction in which the universe is going. Isn't that just absolutely amazing and exciting when you think about it? Until we meet next week, have fun taking a look at your belief systems. Know that you have the power and the authority to change anything that you find there. And if you have questions, drop me a line. Be at peace. Be aware. And remember, walk softly on the planet, for you and I argued for our right to be here. Peace.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.